Good morning, Glenridge. I am doing the daily devotional today, which I have titled, That They Know You. This devotional is about God who wants to be known by his people. In John 17, verse 3, Jesus says, And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. Knowing him, Jesus called it eternal life. And in Ephesians 1, verse 16 to 17, Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus, and he said, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. And the Passion Translation translates it to be to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I believe that God, in this time that we are in, he's calling us to a place where we know him deeply and we know him intimately. And in Exodus chapter 33, verse 13, Moses cried out to God and said, Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Why do we need to know God, or why does God want us to know him so much? The answer, I believe, is found in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32b, which says, But those who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. In the revival that is coming and that we are awaiting, for us to walk in miracles, signs, and wonders, it will require us to know God. It will require us to know our Savior and our Father in heaven intimately. And I like what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, where he said, And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech and wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And my speech and my message were not in the plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of spirit and of power. God wants us to come into a place of deep knowledge of him, of deep intimacy, so that he may show us his ways and teach us to walk in his ways, so that we may walk in power, we may walk in this power of the Holy Spirit, seeing and demonstrating miracles, signs, and wonders, because the world around us needs to see and experience the power of God. And friends, knowing God is going to cost us. It's going to cost us our time, because we have to spend time with him, seeking, knocking, and asking him to show us his ways, and asking him to reveal himself to us, so that we may know him, so that we may walk in his ways, so that we may walk in his power, so that we may see miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you.